Football Friday here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Can the Cardinals push their record to 7-0 on Sunday? We'll find out at State Farm Stadium. The man calling the action, doing the color commentary for CBS, former Sun Devil, former NFL star, Adam Archuleta, joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Adam, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
It's long time, Adam. Good to have you, brother.
Good to have you on the
telephone.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, it's. I'm glad. It's nice to get a home game, and it's a fun team to get a chance to watch in person.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been it's been fun to cover. Obviously, 6-0. A lot of it starts with what's happening at the quarterback position with the Cardinals. In your preparation, I mean, what kind of differences are you seeing in Kyler Murray from what we've seen in years past, Adam?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's. I want to go into differences. I just think it's the evolution of a young quarterback, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, last week I had the Ravens, and so I had Lamar Jackson, and he's, you know, basically, I know it's his fourth year, he's going into his third year, but it's basically his third year, and he has evolved and taken his game to a new level. And I see a guy like Kyler Murray, who is turning into just one heck of a quarterback. I would be hard-pressed to think that there's another quarterback playing better. You know, if you look at his complete game, what he brings to an offense, and just as a pure thrower, is as talented of a thrower and throws just such a pretty catchable football. It's very impressive. And there's no doubt that the reason why the Cardinals are experiencing this success is because they're getting stellar play from Murray.
Who are the, in your opinion, who are the chief competitors for that number one seed in the NFC, along with the Cardinals, of course?
Oh, my goodness. We're talking about the number one seed. We just got out of September, didn't we?
I know we did.
We're talking about the number one seed.
Well,
I
mean, 6-0, bro. You start to dream big. You start to get greedy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let me see here. You got to refresh me. Who are we talking about in the NFC? I think.
The Packers
certainly are. They're a good football team. That they're going to be in it there at the end.
The Rams.
Tampa certainly the Tampa is going to be there. The Rams are going to be there. The Cardinals, the way they're playing, they're certainly going to have a chance to be there. I mean, I definitely it'll be fun to watch and see how this thing shakes out. But again, anything can happen in the last couple months of the season.
Yeah,
and you can only go by where are we today. And right now the Cardinals, as a team, are playing as good as anybody in the National Football League. So, I mean, that's really, I don't know if I can prognosticate, but certainly if they keep this up and they stay healthy, they're gonna have a say in it.
Adam Archuleta, CBS Sports, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Kind of related to that, and you mentioned it, you just had the Ravens and they dismantled the Chargers last week. I find it interesting, Adam, that the bulk of the 5-1 teams and 6-0 team, they're in the NFC. The Ravens are the only 5-1 team in the AFC. How equipped do you think they are to challenge for the whole thing from what you saw?
Who are we talking about? The Ravens?
Baltimore Ravens, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I preface this by saying that we're still in
sure.
October. And so there's just so much football left, right? You guys know that. You've been covering this sport for so long. I don't have to tell you that. But I look at the Ravens, and much like I look at the Cardinals, they have found a way to win a lot of different ways, and they are battle-tested. And to me, that really goes a long way. And the thing with the Ravens is they have been decimated by injuries, and they have, I don't know, over 15 of their players on IR. And so they've really had to retool, and they have a quarterback that can turn into Superman, especially in late-game scenarios. But that is a battle-tested football team that I think believes, and especially with the play that they're getting at the quarterback, that they could win, play and win in every game. So, again, when it comes down to, you know, December and the playoffs, there's so many different things that have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few teams in the NFL that are as well-coached and who actually have the belief that they can go in there and win against anybody.
When you look at the Cardinals' defense, I'm curious what you think of it, because there have been a couple times this season where they look susceptible to strong running games, and yet they also are the only team that stuffed Derrick Henry, and they handled the Browns' running game. What are your thoughts on the Cardinals' defense?
Well, the first thing I looked at when I turned on the Cleveland tape, and I've had the Browns, and I've had the Browns a bunch over the last couple of years, is that rarely, if ever, do I see a team that is more physical than them up front. The Browns are bullies, and I know they didn't have Nick Chubb, but the offensive line, that's an offensive line that is used to getting after defenses. And the first thing I noticed, and I even told this to Vance when I talked to him yesterday, is that I thought the Cardinals beat them up front, and you just don't see that. And so I was really impressed just how physical they were up front without Peters, you know, without some of their guys that they're used to being in there. They were really, really good and just dominated that Cleveland offensive line. So that's really what I showed. And I've had the Titans too. I think, you know, Derrick Henry deserves strong consideration if he keeps it up to be an MVP of the season. I don't see people shut them down. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I know it was just the first game of the season, but you're talking about two of the best running games in the NFL, hands down. Physical running games that beat you up, that can wear you down, and can dominate you in the fourth quarter, and the Cardinals handled both of those running games. So I think that says a lot. Now, I know Minnesota ran for some yards. I haven't really had a chance to break down that tape to see what happened, but it doesn't get any – if you talk about testing your run defense, it doesn't get any better than the Browns or the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Adam Archuleta, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. I don't want to ask too many details, but obviously the Cardinals are going into a situation where they might not have their head coach on the sideline again. Possibly it could change at a moment's notice depending on negative tests for Cliff Kingsbury. But in your conversations this week, did you get the idea that the Cardinals are maybe expecting to have Cliff back?
From what I understand, it's still kind of up in the air. At least that's what they told us. And so you kind of have to go by what they say. Mm-hmm. I think a test negatively 2 days in a row or two tests in a row or something like that. And, you know, I don't think that because of rules, they're not really allowed to share medical information.
Sure.
But they're prepared to, you know, do the same thing that they did last week. And we were told that if Cliff does get cleared, then we'll have a conversation with him on Saturday. But I think we know as much as you know, and they're just preparing for it, you know, with contingency plans just like they did last week.
Yeah. Weird times we're living in, Adam. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the home game this weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Weird times, but at least we've had a chance to watch some great football, and at least that can give us some. So, especially to the fans who have a really exciting team that has some good potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Adam. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Adam.
Adam Archuleta, NFL on CBS. He'll be on the call with Greg Gumbel.